So we're speaking a little bit about Seder Hayom, making the most out of every day. Of course, the day begins by waking up in the morning, and that's always going to be the biggest challenge, is waking up. But of course, it's important to know that when we speak about Seder Hayom, as we spoke about yesterday, seeing the entire Seder Hayom as being one part of, one shlemus, but ofen hatikun, how the entire day is connected with each other, and how they work together with each other. So we see waking up in the morning from a totally different perspective than when we gauge the day as having a reishis and an achris, a beginning and an end, and we see it as a koma shlema, so we can gain the proper perspective of what it means to wake up early and why that's extremely important in the entire avod of the day. So already just two parshas ago, parshas Balak, last week's parsha, that we see the importance of waking up at the right time and with the right koyach. It comes from the words of Balak, out of all people, Bilam. Bilam says, "Hein am klavi yakum v'chari yisnasa." So if you take a look here at the Chidush Yarim, he writes, "Ratzu chachamim l'kvua parasha seila l'kriyashma." We know Chazal wanted to place the parasha of Bilam in Kriyashma. If that's the case, tzarech kolecha la'ayim b'parasha seila. We need to look at these parshas. Hein am klavi yakum zehu koyach hativi ha'yisraeli. It's natural for a Jew to wake up early. And the Shulchan Aruch begins with this. Ous ez ous l'mitzvah. The very first words in the Shulchan Aruch is Gabri Kari. V'af shehu enu karoi. Even though he's not, doesn't feel like he could, it's not easy for him to wake up. U'memela oz kari is nasa. And if a person does that, he's explaining, hein am klavi yakum. If you wake up strong in the morning, then kari is nasa. Then the whole day will be strong. You'll go from being from a lavi, which is a young lion, into being an ari. The whole day will be mosif aholich. And he says, we'll expand upon this tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, that tzarech lishma ha-reishis. This is very important, Nakuda, that every reishis in Torah needs to be watched carefully and given the proper attention to. That means that every single day to guard the first moment of the day, that the end will be good if the beginning is strong. And again, that comes from the perspective we spoke about yesterday, that we don't just go through a day just kacha, that there has to be, from the beginning, you have a perspective and a goal of what the day to look like. And so when a person is already looking at the end from the beginning, and he makes plans in the beginning for the end, then the whole day has a tachnit, and then the end has a hatzlacha, and that's called tov achris davar merishiso, that the end won't just be the psoilis, won't just be the garbage, what you have left. It'll be the tachlis, because you began with a mission in the beginning from that reishis, how to succeed the entire day, to be a day of mosif aholich, like it is always in the Kedusha. In the Ha'ara here, he explains a little bit what the choppiness is in the piece, that he says, this is the koyach hativi ha-yisraeli, and Shulchan Aruch says, even those who are not ro'i. So take a look at the Ha'ari here. These are from the footnotes of the Chidush Yarim Shulchan Aruch. He wrote, Yisgaber ka'ari la'moid, betur lomed zeh mehad Yehuda ben Tema. The Tur learns this out from the statement Yehuda ben Tema. Navos, gibur ka'ari la'sois betzon avicha shebashamayim. And the Beis Yosef brings this as well. Ayin sham. Desu eino muvan ma'ayin yana la'kima b'barka yosu b'chol mitzvos. And he writes, "V'neflesim o lama lo hoyviu mashu mefresh b'Torah." Why doesn't he quote from "Hein amklavi yakum mecharis nasa"? Why does the Torah reference "Yiskari kari by Yehuda ben Tema"? It's a mefresh pasuk in Torah. The mehay time of mevishatz brachos yidbeis shebikshu l'kvua parshas Bilam bekriyashma ayn sham girsas hamarsha, because of klavi mikimena. The whole reason why they wanted to institute the parsha of Bilam in Kriyashma was because of this mayim "Hein klavi yakum." So it's a pella. Why did he go to Yehuda ben Tema? He could go straight to this pasuk. Even in the Medrash, they quote this pasuk that we get up early. Now he begins his answer. He says they spoke with Ruach HaKodesh. They knew exactly what they were talking about. Even though they didn't know what they were talking about, sometimes they were mechavim to the emes. The efshe mehay krash is a kavua v'natua b'leiv kolecha miyisrael ba'atzmam, meaning that the pasuk of him am klavi akum that Bilam is talking about, is that when a Jew is like a neshama, when he's natural, when he's holy, when he's free of averos, so it's natural for him to wake up early in the morning, like David HaMelech. If when that's the case, you don't need Yehuda ben Tema anymore. Yehuda ben Tema is only coming to be mezaris those who have a difficulty in waking up, that he should be misgaber, afal pichin lamoid. And he says, Al karchach shze emes lemishalo chata minu urim velo huchlash kayach yiras Hashem imenu. So the pasuk of Bilam is talking about a person who hasn't been chote, that he's free of averus. For him, klavi akum, it's very natural. And that's true about every Jew when he's free of averus. Libo kalil ari shein yitzahar yochal azizu bim kaima, that the yitzahar has no impact on him. Memeila klavi akum bizrizus lavaydes Hashem. And he would have been teima, hutzach lezariz is misha eno kin miatzmo, im kol ze yisgar bekari. So therefore he's miyashiv, why it is that the Torah turns his attention to the pasuk, to the Maamar of Yehuda ben Tema, as opposed to Hein Klavi Yakum, because he's speaking to Gans Klai Yisrael. We all have Yitzharas. We all had Chatoim, Chas V'Shalom. Nevertheless, Afal Pichin is Gabi Kari, that's what Yehuda ben Tema is teaching us, and so therefore going back to the Chidush Yeharim, when he says, B'Shochan Arech, Ois Ezos LaMitzvah, Af Shuhu Eino Karoi, and he says, Hein Am Klavi is a Koyach HaTivi, through this Masu Matan in Halacha, you understand better what he means here in this Shtikl Torah. Turn your attention to the Zohar Kaddish here, which has a whole Maimer Shalom on the Indian of Hein Am Klavi Yakom. And he brings out this idea we've been speaking about, of taking a look at the entire day as a Kol Mashlema, like he brings out that when you begin on a strong note, you'll end strong better. So he writes in the Zohar Kaddish of Shimon, Hein Am Klavi Yakom, Man Am Takifa. By the way, there's sheets, if anybody doesn't get them, I'm just passing them to the chaver over there. Hein am klavi yakum. Man am takifa ki Yisrael. Who is strong like Klal Yisrael? That they're very vigorous. B'shaita de isn't here tzafa, that as soon as the morning breaks, kam umizgabri ka'ariye lefulchana de mariam. We wake up early in the morning to serve Hashem. B'chama shirin b'chama tishbechin, with many songs. Mishtali b'araisa kol yoma. That gives us the strength to learn Torah the entire day. U'balayda le'yishkav. And even in the night time, we don't go to sleep without Torah. Kadboy banash lemishkal alayseim, when we go to sleep at night, mekadish ma'ilah. How? By saying Shema, amech le'le e'le v'sata. We crown a Kadosh Baruch on ourselves above and around. Kamagardine nimutim is kashim kamayu. This is like a Zohar de Galashin. Many malachim surround him. B'shayit de paschin puman al arsai b'shma yisom. When we open up our mouths to say Shema on our beds. U'bon rachamim kamim al kadish. And we ask Hashem, we plead with him. B'chamek kray derachamim, with psukim of rachamim. Rabbi Yava Omar, Hein Am Klavi Yakum, Zmin and Hayama Lamekim Al Kolam. And this will be the nation which will devour all the nations of the world, Ka'arye, Gibor Vitakif, V'yismi Alayon, V'yisnasi Alayon, Archayu Dukhola Ayvisan Lemishkava Tarfahu. The way of all lions is that they sleep, they lie on their prey. Aval Amada Layishkav Adil Chotarif. We don't even need to do that, we'll be able to wipe them out right away. You see from here again, the Zohar is bringing out by bringing up, why does he talk about how we go to sleep at night? Why does he talk about how we learn Torah all day? How does this attach to waking up in the morning? But what he's saying is that this is the nekuda which makes the difference in the day. That if a Jew wakes up bekayach and with strength, and he pushes himself and he begins his day with hatzlacha, so then the end of the day will be mutzlach. And then it'll be a day of mosif aholich, because everything is about that nekuda reishis. Take a look at the Orla Shamayim, Rav Meir Apta, who succeeded the Apta Rav in Apta. Mereishis harisay seichem titin l'ashem chumel l'daray seichem. It's a pasuk in Bamidbar. He writes, nearly to explain this pasuk, ki ha'adam kishenei mishnasa, when a Jew wakes up in the morning, odehu shochev al mitaso, even while he's still in bed. The very first moment, mamish, tzarech lahargil atzmo shizdazdeh mipanim yisbarach shemo, to infuse himself with Yerushalayim. Ulehislabish atzmo biyurasa yisbarach shemo. Vilimsa kora machivara vishasagidav elav yisbarach shemo. Vizeb perish meireishis harisoseichem. The word harisoseichem doesn't just refer to that which you take off, you break off for your challah. It's also a lesson of mita, like your bed is called an arisa. Kama ravaditi arasai. Titznu truma l'Hashem, that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore what? Azihya kol hayom b'kedusha. The whole day will be b'kedusha when a yid is shomer on the nekudas hareishis. What does he mean that a Jew should give all jamach hamash sagidim? What does that remind you of? Of Kriya Shema. But you're not saying Kriya Shema when you wake up first thing. When you're saying Moed Ani, you can't say Kriya Shema first thing. Alamai, it's mochach from here, that it's mikoyach the kriya shema that you say at night when you go to bed, when you're lying on your bed, that there's a roshan which is left before you go to sleep, that when you wake up, that all your ramach ivan will be ready to give shira l'Hashem when you wake up in the morning. According to how you say kriya shema at night, on the bed, and we need a lot of chizik in this inyan, maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow, mitzvah, that the kriya shema and how we go to sleep at night really determines that first moment, if we wake up in the morning, do we give over the ramach ivan to Hashem when we first wake up in the morning, or do we not? How we go up, we wake up in the morning, is very much determined how we go to sleep at night. When we talk about waking up in the morning, you know, we're probably thinking about, everybody's very different in this inyan. We're thinking of 6 o'clock is early for some people, some is 5, some is 4, some is 3. You know, the Zohar is referring to Kimas Chatzos, waking up at midnight. You know that. Because in many Maamarim in the Zohar Kadosh, which talks about how a Jew has to wake up in the middle of the night, like David HaMelech, Chatzos Laila Akum L'Hoydos, that's what he's being Merames on. He's being Mezares on waking up at Chatzos Laila. Now, of course, I heard from my Rebbe, we don't have the Kayach for that nowadays, which will explain to you, by the way, just Aga, this is a whole shmuz in of itself, that although we're Mezares very much, and the Gemara talks about the Vasikin who wake up early and they daven early, how come there's no Vasikin anymore? I mean, of course, they're Vasikin Jews, but it's not the majority of Jews are not Vasikin Jews. The Teretz is because you need to make hachanas for davening. And so a Jew who wakes up at Chatzos, and he learns and he says Shiras v'Tishbachos, for him he davens Vasikin because he has the moichin now after learning many hours in the nighttime when everybody else is sleeping to be able to daven with a clear mind, and his mind is free, and to be able to daven with a clear mind with the proper moichin. But for us that we're waking up, let's say even at 4 or 5, it's very hard to daven at 6 or even 7, because really the whole learning before davening is because you're supposed to prepare for davening. This is a whole shmuz of itself that how Shacharis is the main part of the entire day. But what that means is that since we don't have the kayach to wake up so early, that's why you find by tzaddikim many daven 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. There's many reasons for that. One of the reasons is because they're not waking up 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. They're waking up at 4 o'clock, waking up at 5 o'clock. But they have 4 or 5 hours of going to the mikvah, making hachana, so that the davening won't just be you just come into shul. That you'll have the proper moichin to daven because you have the proper hachanas beforehand. So for us, what was in the earlier generation that the koyach to wake up at chatzos is for us, if we wake up early, and even if we daven late, at least we have the hachanas in place that we come into davening with the proper yeshiva das, not just rumbling into shul, because shacharis is literally the most important part of the day. I think this is the pshat why the Gemara says that why didn't they institute Kriyat Shema, Parshas Bilam and Kriyat Shema? The Gemara says, mipi toyach hatzibur. Of course, the Mefarshim ask, why is it such a tircha? Just to say a few more psukim will be a big tircha? But the pshat is no. The pshat is that Hein Am Kalevi Yakum is a big tircha. Because if you just have Shema itself, it says B'shach B'chuv Kamecha, the Gemara says you have until 3 hours of the day to say Shema, 4 hours to daven. Why? Because that's Man Kimas Malachim, that's when the Malachim get up, so you have to push it until there. So that allows us to extend ourselves to daven later and to say Shema later. But if Hein Am Kalevi Yakum would be in Parshas Kriya Shema, that would be Mechayiv us to wake up very early. And that's called Tircha de Tzibur. We don't want, the Chazal didn't want to be mechayivas in the Inyan of Hein Am Kalev Yakum. That's a big madriga, like you see from the Chedush Arim, to wake up that early. So, Alt Torah Chatzibor, they were chasanas and didn't put it mamish in Kriyashma to allow us the opportunity to wake up later. If you take a look in the Rambam, however, the Rambam seems to learn, unlike other Rishonim, that the Inyan of Asikin is at the Chatchila. And if you dive in later, that's only b'diavad. That really stems here with this inyan, that really be'emes, it's not just like a nice thing to wake up early. Really, the whole inyan of a Jew, the whole tzur of a Jew, is that he wakes up early. And that's why B'nai Yisrael, that we have this hiskabes over our enemies, because we do something which nobody else does. We know how to wake up early. And although it's not literally, we don't say it every henkel aviyakum, but we have the akedah and then kriyashma, and really the akedah is almost like in place of hein am kalev yakum, because we say there, vayashkem avraham b'boiker. And what does Hashem tell Bilam? He says, you want to wake up early, Vayashkin Bilam Babaikir, and he tried to bring Hashem to cry, Kadam Chavram. Avram already gets up earlier than you. Take a look at the Akedah, Vayashkin Avraham Babaikir. That in itself, by saying the Akedah, is like a remiss to the Indian of Hein Am Kalev Yakum. And that was the biggest test in all of history. And the only way Avram was able to be Misgaber in this Nisayim was because Vayashkin Avraham Babaikir. And every single day we have an enemy, which is Eitzahara, which is Misgaber Len B'chol Yom. And the success which will be due to our Hatzlacha throughout the day is according to how much, when we say Parshas Akedah in the morning, this is the beginning of davening, we say Vayashkem Avram Babaikir, what we're telling ourselves is that to come with that into Shema, that's the Iker Hatzlacha, is Vayashkem Avraham Babaikir. I have a whole shmuz on this, on Wayu Torah, on Habalah Hargecha Hashkem Larga, how to wake up early against Yitzhahara is the biggest Hatzlacha. Just in conclusion, especially a day like this, which is what's it called, Independence Day? Right, July 4th. Right? It's a very big schus to Klai Yisrael such a day. I know the Goyim are celebrating, but we have much more to celebrate. Because if you go around, especially early in the morning, and you drive around any community, the only parking lots you'll see which are filled are the parking lots of the Bate Midrashim and the Bate Knesios. The only ones. That a Jew who serves Hashem, it doesn't matter what day it is, whether it's Xmas, whether it's Independence Day, New Year's Day, Hanukkah, it doesn't matter what it is. Every single day, a Jew has the same avodah day in, day out. So where everybody else is sleeping today, and they're showing that they have no shaykhis to an Ari, this is a day which is a tremendous malamis chasam b'nei Yisrael, that we're waking up early. Even though people don't have work, it's not about work, waking up early for work, it's about serving Hashem each and every day. So it should be a big schus for us, it should be zecha. We'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. To learn this avodah, vayashkem avraham b'boiker, should be a tremendous schus for Gans Klai Yisrael. Have a good day.